Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. One, two. Are you ready for a great day? Can you turn to some lady next to you and say, Happy Woman's Day? Sometimes. We're excited. The presence of God is going to be awesome this morning. We are going to do something a little bit different, and that is, if you are ill and need healing in your body, we'd like you to come down that aisle over here. During worship, we're going to lay hands on you and see God heal you. We believe God for miracles this morning. Amen. How many know that God is still a miracle worker? God is supernatural. God loves working miracles and signs and wonders. Some people say, well, I've never seen a miracle. Well, you're looking at one right here. She was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer 2.5 years ago, and God healed her completely. I'm talking like even took the tattoo away. Amen. God is able. God is willing. Turn to someone and say, God's willing. A lot of people say, know that God is able, but not everybody knows that God is willing. He said, He will. So this morning, if you're sick in your body, we're just going to come down there during worship and just make your way down. We're going to lay hands on you and watch God heal you, set you free this morning. We believe God for miracles as well as healing. Amen. We love you. Are you ready to worship? Father, in the name of Jesus, fill your house. God, we want you. So, Lord, we position our spirit in Jesus' name. God, your word says you look for those who will worship you in spirit and in truth. Don't look any further. We're right here, right now, ready to worship you with all that we have. We lay everything aside just for you in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted.
Chosen generation, called forth to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, called forth to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me.
Oh,
chosen generation. Call for the show is excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. Call for the show is excellent. All I require,
all I require
for life, God has given me.
Folks, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you need healing, we're going to start right over on this side, amen? We're just going to lay hands on you. Now listen now, the Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they might recover. Oh, that's not what it says. It says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do you believe the Bible's true? I do too. So when we lay hands on you, God's going to set you free in Jesus' name, amen? I said amen. So are you ready? We're going to do that song again. I like that song.
Yes, sir. All right, Sam. Let's just move back and forth. Come on. And step. Step to the left. Step to the right. Yeah. Come on, guys. It's Mother's Day. It's Women's Day. Let's celebrate.
We are a chosen generation. Call for the show is excellent. All I require for
Still believe it. You word says that he works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Come on, how many of you know that? I'm not sure if you know it. Come on, let's raise our hands. Let's thank him. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just think of one time when you did not know it, but God was working on your behalf. He was working in your midst and you didn't know it, but you turned around. You said, "Well, that was God. There he was. Hallelujah. Come on. I know you're working. Sing it out.
I know you're working.
Hallelujah. Jesus changes everything. There's a healing anointing in the room this morning. If you're sick in your body, you did not come up. I want you to lay hands on where you're sick right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare, God, your word over our bodies. Lord, you died on the cross for our sins. Your blood forgave us of every sin. Your body healed us of every disease and sickness. God, we declare in Jesus' name that we are a full covenant church. And Lord, we speak right now to the bodies of the people in this house. I don't care whether it's a disease that's named or one that's not named or one that people aren't even sure what it is. But I speak to every sickness, every disease, all maiming, all wounding, any growth. And I curse it in Jesus' name. I command the healing power of Jesus to be made manifest in this room for the glory of God. Jesus, you love us. You have compassion on us. You paid for this. So God, today we do one thing. Just as easy as it was to be saved, we receive the same power that heals our bodies and brings it into alignment. So I release that anointing in Jesus' name. Order! I command order in the bodies. And I rebuke the spirit of infirmity. And I command you to go now in Jesus' name. So that God, you'll get all the glory. That, Lord, your people will live in the health program you put in. That is the body of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you that you are yea and amen. Not one jot or tittle shall pass away before it's all completed. God cannot lie. So, Lord, we thank you for the promises. We acquire them. We lay hold on them. And we will not change our confession and our declaration of the truth. For the truth will make us free. God, we give you all the praise and all the glory in the name of Jesus. And everybody shouted. I said everybody shouted. On your way back to your chair, make sure you welcome five or six folks you don't know. Come on now, you still have 54 seconds. Turn around to somebody behind you and say, well, good morning, I'm not a snob.
Morning, His Tabernacle. It's time to head back to your seats and get ready for this morning's announcement.
Tabernacle, do you know what I've always wondered? Why do we have Next Steps? Why do we have all of these classes? The reality is, if I want to make more money, I should learn new skills. If I want to learn how to treat people better, I should learn how to interact with people. Whatever I want a knowledge of to apply to my life, I need to learn it and I need to take actionable steps. And that's what we call Next Steps. Every single Tuesday night at 7 p.m., we have step one and two right here in Horseheads. Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. in Horseheads. Thursday night at 6 o'clock in Ithaca, and 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock right here for all of the Next Steps class. For more information, you can go to histabernacle.com. We'd love to get you signed up, connected, and growing in your relationship with Christ.
Hey, are you new here at His Tabernacle? We have a class just for you to help you get connected and learn more about our church. Every single Sunday, we have Growth Track that happens at 9:30 to 10:30 here at the Horseheads campus. Make sure you come out and discover what God can do through you.
His Tabernacle will be hosting a week of the supernatural. We will have with us evangelist Ted Shuttlesworth Jr. for 3 days of miracles, signs, and wonders. On May 19th, we'll have a morning service at 10 a.m. and an evening service at 6 p.m. Also, on May 20th and May 21st, we will have evening services at 7 p.m. You do not want to miss this week of the supernatural.
Good morning. Good morning. How is everyone this morning? We good? Happy Mother's Day. We're so excited to celebrate, well, really women. Just women in general. We're excited if you're here. We want to welcome all of our guests this morning. If you're a guest, do you mind just raising your hand? We have a gift for you just to say that we're excited that you're here. The ushers will be bringing you a gift. If you don't mind just raising your hand, waving it around so they can see where you're at. We want to welcome all of our live stream family. It's good to be listening to the Word of God today. We have some exciting things happening and coming up, but first, I just want to remind you of our Growth Track class that happens every single Sunday at 9:30 right over here in this hallway in Classroom 1. I'm telling you, if you haven't really gotten connected or maybe you just started attending, we want to encourage you to get in that class. It's a four-week class. It starts at 9:30, is done by 10:30. There's coffee, refreshments. Kayla and Terry Keegan are the ones who teach the class. They're phenomenal. I really want to encourage you to get plugged into that class if you have not yet. Also, we have our Uproar Partners Night coming up this Friday night. Now, if you don't know anything about Uproar Conference, I just want to tell you, it's not really a conference anymore. It's becoming a movement. We've been able to see thousands and thousands of kids' lives impacted and changed, called into the ministry. We do an Uproar Conference every summer at the end of July, and it's grown from 300 to over 1,000. We're at the First Arena in Elmira, and God is doing powerful, powerful things through that. But this Friday, if you've partnered with Uproar Conference in the past or would like to or just want to come participate and support, this is open for everyone here this Friday night at 7
7 p.m., we're going to have Teddy Shuttlesworth with us, evangelist Teddy Shuttlesworth, that will be here with us doing the Partners Night. He's going to preach an awesome message, lay hands on people. It's going to be a powerful night. Childcare is provided. I just want to encourage you to come out to that. And then the awesome part is what's going to lead into next week, our week of the supernatural with Ted Shuttlesworth. It's going to kick right off into Sunday through Tuesday, I believe. But we also want to remind you that Sunday morning, there's one service. Everybody say one service. 10 a.m. next Sunday, all right? You don't want to miss that. You want to bring your friends, your family, your coworkers to those services next week. They're going to be powerful, absolutely powerful. Their child care is also provided, which I don't know about you. I have kids. That's always a great thing. And lastly, we have our annual motorcycle blessing coming up May 25th. I'm telling you, it has grown every year. They do a phenomenal job. I think last year they had around 200 bikes, and it's grown. So I want to encourage you, if you're a part of the biker community, which we have some awesome people, a part of our church who head that up, to come out to that. It starts at 8:30 here. So we have Pastor Spencer with an offering.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. I just want to remind everybody that this is Mother's Day. And I want you to know that we don't celebrate this day as Mother's Day. At His Tabernacle, we celebrate it as Women's Day. The very first time that we changed it was way back, about 20 years ago. I had a lady during Mother's Day, she just started crying. I mean, she was weeping. But that's when we were at the Holiday Inn in Horseheads, when we started with five people in 1998. So she's crying, and after service, I went to her and I said, did I say something wrong? She said, I've always wanted to be a mother but couldn't be. And I said, yeah, I'm sorry, we're changing it. It's not Mother's Day only, it's Women's Day, amen? Whether you're a physical mother or a spiritual mother, I want you to recognize that God will use your life to raise up the next generation. Can I hear an amen? So if I could have all the ladies stand to their feet. All the ladies stand to their feet. Look at them all. Thank God for the women. We were always told if you want to build a church, bring in the pretty ladies, the men will come. Thank you. What I'd like to do now is, no, stay standing, ladies. I'd like, if your husband or your man is near you, if you'll just lay hands on the ladies next to you. Father, right now, we speak blessing. Lord, you have given us a tremendous gift. Lord, as men, we thank God for the ladies that are in our lives. We all have moms. Lord, we thank you for the moms. We thank you for those that birthed us. But Lord, we thank you more even than that. Not just the birthing mothers, but we thank you for the raising mothers. We thank you, God, for the mothers in the spirit, the mothers in the faith. We thank you for those that have invested in us. Lord, I speak blessing over every woman in this house, every woman watching by live stream right now. I just release the blessing of God in the name of Jesus. And I declare, God, that you are going to use them for your honor and glory. Lord, I thank you that even in the latter years, Lord, your word says that the older women shall teach the younger women how to be good wives and how to be submissive to their husbands and how to serve in the kingdom. And I thank you, God, that we're not going to lose that in this house. Lord, I thank you for impartation. I thank you for generational impact for the glory of God, raising up young ladies, God, to be ladies for the glory of heaven. Lord, I just pray for each one that's been wounded internally in their soulish realm, healing in their soul in Jesus' name. And Father, we give you honor and praise for their lives. Thank you for the ladies, God. We give you praise for them in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. All the ladies may be seated. Ladies, when we do the offering this morning, we want to have you come up and grab a mug. Actually, there'll be somebody at the table handing them to you. We want to serve them to you because we honor all the ladies in the room. Can all the men be smart and say, amen? This morning, we're getting ready to receive the offering. And I know that the offering is always very unique. If you're a guest in the house, we want you to know that this is about those that are our believers. Amen? As sons and daughters, God has called us to be tithers. How many believe that salvation is for everybody? But how many of you know if you don't confess Christ as your Savior, you can't be saved? So a lot of people say they believe in God, but never receive Christ. So therefore, the Bible, without the blood of Jesus, you can't go to heaven. Remember, you don't get to heaven because you got a good personality. You don't get to heaven because you're charismatic. You don't get to heaven because you're sincere. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. But the key here is this. If you don't receive the life, if you don't accept Christ, if you don't ask him to be your Lord, then you can't have that part of the covenant. And it's the same when it comes to tithe. If you believe it's God's will, come on now, if you believe it's God's will to save, the same Bible says it's God's will to tithe. Well, you know, I can't afford not to tithe. Well, you can't afford not to tithe. Well, I can't afford to give my heart to Jesus. You can't afford not to give your heart to Jesus. This all comes down to a life of obedience. And I want to challenge you to be an obedient child. I want you to see this, that when our kids are obedient to us, what happens? We bless them. When our kid tells us, listen, I'm not going to make my room and you can't make me, you're not taking them out for ice cream. Or if you are, you need a whooping yourself. Can I hear an amen? The point comes down to where obedience opens up the blessings of God. And if you believe it's God's will to save, amen, then you got to believe it's God's will to bless you. Turn to someone and say, God raise me up to be blessed. Come on, tell somebody else, God raise me up to be blessed. That's right, he raised you up to be blessed, not cursed, not just merely making it by, but just like salvation, you have to do something to activate it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him to the dead, you shall be saved. And the way we do it for getting God involved in the finances is obedience in tithing. So I challenge you to be a tither. And this is the only place in the scripture that the Bible actually says, try me in this thing, I'll prove it to you. If you've started tithing and you've stopped, what you're going to start seeing is holes in your pocket. You ever have a hole in your pocket? Man, all of a sudden, you've got everything breaking around you. The reason it's going to break is simply for this. It's because when you're not obeying God, the blessing of God is not on it. So therefore, I'd rather have 90% blessed than 100% cursed. Amen? So I challenge you to tithe. Now, this morning also, we prepared you last week that we're going to be sowing into the Mansfield campus. We are launching a brand new campus in Mansfield June 2nd. And we ask that you would just be led by the Holy Spirit, ask God what to sow. And if you'll sow, I guarantee you that you'll have a harvest in your life. Now, if you're a guest, you don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. This is for the believers of the house. Now, we already saw, and I just want to remind you, we started sowing for Ithaca way back, I think it was 8 months ago. They started with 12 people. Last Sunday, 164 people were in the house. A lot of them born again. I mean, I think they have over 35 to 40 people born again this year alone. You need to know what that means. That is huge. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, Ithaca has this dark, demonic cloud over it. Well, I want you to know where the light. And light dispels darkness. And the devil is no competitor to our God. Amen. You see, we came into town, and when we came into town, it's time to kick him out. Glory to God. We are the fastest growing church in Ithaca already. And I declare in the name of Jesus that there'll be over 200 by Christmas. I declare that as we launch Mansfield June 2nd, that we will see 100 souls in that house, no less than 100 souls in the Mansfield campus by December. Will you believe God with me? Amen. Now, I know many of you love Pastor Dan and Sister Jody. Your sowing is going to do more than one thing. Number one, it's going to open the opportunity for the blessing to come so we can open it with excellence. But number two, you're going to take the stress off Pastor Dan. Because I looked at him and said, this is your problem. I said, I'll raise an offering for you. This is Pastor Dan. Come over here, Pastor Dan. I said, I'll raise an offering for you, but this is your problem. I said, you've been a staff member all these years. All you do is put in a requisition. You better start putting your requisition into heaven. Glory to Jesus. So if you love Pastor Dan, want to sow into their ministry down there, it's a His Tabernacle campus. We want to remind you to do that. So you have different envelopes in your seat. You have the blue ones, which are for the regular tithe, and you have a green one, which is the seed for Mansfield. And if you don't have a green one, but you want one, if you raise your hand, the ushers are ready to hand them out to you and bless you with them. And so let's all stand to our feet. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 makes a declaration. It says, if I obey, I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse, and I'm blessed in my basket. Now listen, someone came up to me one time and said, you know, Pastor, that has nothing to do with money. It's like, what? Has anybody ever not had your basket blessed? How many of you know you can't pay your bills when there's nothing in the basket? It has everything to do with finances. God wants you blessed and not cursed. Can I hear an amen? I'm blessed in the storehouse, and I'm blessed in my basket. Come on now, the blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. I said I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering. Come on, ladies. Come on down and grab your mug. We got a gift in there for you, too, that will go along with the message. If you're watching by live stream, this is your moment. You could sow into the Mansfield campus. Go right there. If you do the link, there's a link that says Mansfield. It will go right to there, as well as make sure you're a tither. We have thousands of people that are watching at all times. Make sure, I know one thing, that we'll be able to build our next building if everybody simply does what God's called them to do. So get ready. It's time to grow. It's time to have God involved where you are right now. Make sure you tithe and seed to see God increase your life.
Call for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. Call for to show.
I'm walking in power.
Isn't it good to know who you are? I know who you are. Your name is Josiah Skinkle. Amen. Just before Pastor Rhonda preaches, we want to give honor where honor is due. Amen. So we'd love to honor the mother of the house. You're not the mother of the house. Pastor Rhonda, come here. Many people don't realize, and until you hear the story, when you go into the room and you do the first class that we have, I always forget the name of that one. What's it called? Growth Track. I just don't know why I forget the name all the time. When you get Growth Track, one of the things you're going to find is the history of His Tabernacle. And my wife gave up her lifelong dream was to raise her children at home. And my wife, when we started this church, gave up her dream. And she went to work full time so we could start this church. And I just thank God for a woman. None of us, listen, you wouldn't be here today if this woman hadn't done what she did. And she did it for Jesus. She didn't do it for you only, but she did it for the Lord. But I thank God that I have a wife that was willing to go wherever needed to be gone to get done what God wanted done. And it's rare to find. And I just am blessed. And I thank God for my wife. And she's the spiritual mother of the house. And we thank God for her. Can we give her one more hand clap as she gets ready to preach the word?
Amen. Thank you so much. I want to celebrate all the awesome women I have the privilege of being surrounded by. All of you are just incredible, and you make serving the Lord such a joy. Thank you so much. Go ahead and sit down. I am so excited about the word this morning, and it is not just a word for women. I'm not even using one of the women in the Bible as the example. It's just a message for everyone today, but I'm using flower seeds, so that's the benefit for us ladies today. Y'all got a package of flower seeds that you can take home and plant. But I want to start the mugs that I gave you. I designed them from the book Victory Every Day because this is really the message that God's birthed on my heart. John 10:10. Jesus came that we could have life and life more abundantly. It's what he came for, is for us to enjoy life and have good life. And we need to get to doing that. Psalms 44:5. This is the passage that I wrote the book on and designed the mug after. And it says, through your glorious name and your awesome power, we can push through to any victory and defeat every enemy. And that's every single one of us. Every single one of us have everything that we need for life and godliness. And that's found in 2 Peter 1:3. The Bible actually says everything that you need for victory every day, everything that you need for abundant life, everything that you need for life and godliness, he has provided for you. And so that's why I have the seeds, because just like a seed, everything this seed needs, you can't see it. You don't even understand how it works. But everything this seed needs to come to a full harvest for its purpose is contained inside this seed. Just like every single one of you sitting here, everything that you need for your purpose, for victory, for joy, for peace is provided for you. Every single individual one. And it doesn't matter. The most exciting part is it doesn't matter what your history was. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. It doesn't matter where you were brought up. Every single thing that you need is at your availability. God has already done it. He's already accomplished it. He's already provided it for us. And that's super exciting news. But why is it that some of us, or many of us, or just a few of us, aren't experiencing that? Because everything that we have is inside that God has provided for us. Victorious living is available, but the harvest is up to our own determination. it's so great. Nobody else gets to decide your harvest. Nobody else gets to determine. That is so liberating and so freeing. First, we need to know everything that we need to have that life that God has purposed for us is available to us. Second, we need to know not anybody or anything can determine my harvest except for me and the choices that I make, the determination that I make. Here's an example, Hebrews 4:12. This passage is so phenomenal. It's how we can all sit in the same church, in the same congregation. I can have a package of all the exact same seeds right in front of me. Hebrews 4:12, it says, "For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them because it had not been mixed with faith in those who heard it." So we can sit in the same place. We can have the same seeds. It's only the ones that are planted, the ones that are mixed with faith that are going to produce. And that's for every single one of us. But what makes the difference is the ground that the seed is planted in. And what kind of ground are we? You see, today, I might step on your toes a little bit, but I pray that I push you to victory. I pray that I push you to the purpose and destiny that God has for you, because it's the ground that makes all the difference. And we need to look at ourselves. Since nothing else can affect us except for what comes from within, we need to look at ourselves and ask, what ground am I? What ground? And the parable of the sower and seed is found in Luke chapter 8, where it talks about the different kinds of ground that the seeds are planted in. And there's the wayside and the stony ground and the good ground, the thorny ground, which chokes it out. There's so many different things that we have to pay attention to in the different kinds of ground that we could be. Now, the thing with ground is you actually have to maintain the ground. It wouldn't it be awesome if you could just plant and you never, Rich, wouldn't it be amazing if you could just plant and you never had to think about that thing again? But that's not the case. You actually have to we have a responsibility to maintain the ground of our heart and mind for our own harvest that is provided for every single one of us. Now, my parents, when I was growing up, they had a garden. And the garden, the kids all had to go out and pick the stones out and the weeds out. And that was such a terrible job. But you know what the worst part about that was? You would do it one day. And anybody do a garden before? A few days later, where did those stones come from? How did they even get there? And you'd be out doing it again. It requires maintaining your ground. I know we get excited. We hear a fired up message and we plant the seed. Oh, this is good ground. But then the cares of the world, like spoken of in Luke chapter 8, the cares of the world come in and choke out that seed, or the stony ground. Offenses come and they creep up and you take the stones out and you clean it up. And then a few days later, where those stones of offense come, they're back up there again. It requires actually maintaining the ground of our heart and mind. We have to be so aware and pay attention to what we are being as ground. What kind of soil are we? Because God has given us everything. Everything that you need for great purpose and great destiny has been given to you, and we should be walking in it, but it's determined by the ground that we are planting our seed in. And we need to not go back and dig up the seed. So we plant the seed, and we want to make sure it's working, so you're like digging, digging, digging. Digging that seed back up, taking it, Maybe you don't know how it's working. Maybe it's not working the way that you thought. I thought I'd plant the seed and in 2 days I'm going to start seeing some green sprouts. I'm not seeing any green sprouts coming up yet. So I just don't know if it's going to work. I'll just throw it in the trash can. Just give up on it. No, we've got to trust that God is working. Mark 4:26-28 says, and he said, the kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seed upon the ground and then continues sleeping and rising night and day while the seed sprouts and grows and increases. He knows not how, but the earth produces, acting by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain of harvest. So we don't even know how it's working. Sometimes we try to think, oh, this is the only way it can work. This is the, it has to do this in order for this to happen and this to happen. But right here it declares, we don't even have to understand. Just go to sleep knowing that God is working. Even when I can't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. We get to go to sleep and rise up in that confidence, just knowing, I don't know how it's working, but I know it's working for my good. I know it's working for my favor. I know I will get victory and I will defeat every enemy. I don't have to know how it looks. But we give up on maintaining the ground sometimes when those thorns get up. Man, I remember as a kid how discouraging that was when I would come out to that garden that we had spent all that time weeding and pulling all those weeds out just to see weeds all over again. We can't get weary in well-doing. Continue to maintain the ground for the harvest and the purpose that God has for whatever it is you're going through. Right now, your very real circumstances, God's word promises you victory. Everything that you need for victory and to defeat the enemy is available to you for that very, very real situation and circumstance. But it's determined by the ground and by whether we're going to continue to maintain the ground, to walk in the harvest that he has for us. And you know, some people might not even plant the seed. We come to church every single week. We hear the message, but we never plant. We never activate. We never put action to it. We don't maintain. We're not going to get to the promised harvest of victory that God has unless we start putting our hand to the plow and working towards our victory and maintaining the ground. Isaiah 55:11, another promise from the book. Listen, these are promises that are ours. We can go to sleep knowing these promises are ours. Isaiah 55:11 says his word will not return void, that it will accomplish what it is sent to do. So his word is sent to bring victory in your life. His word is sent to bring harvest and to prosper your life. That is the intent of his word. And when we sow the word, and that parable goes down into explaining that the sowing is the word of God. You've got to water the word. When we do that, then we get to walk in the victory that he has. Nothing is impossible. Those dreams that God has placed inside of your heart, everything that you need to accomplish those dreams, that thing, God has provided everything that you need for life and godliness, for the purpose and the destiny that you should walk in. There is nothing impossible, and he is no respecter of persons. That means every single one, I know you think it's just for so-and-so. Oh, it's just for them because they're getting blessed all the time. No, it's for every single one of you. There is nothing that is impossible for you. Those dreams that God has put inside of you, he wants you to water that. He wants you to work the ground. He wants you to maintain it because he wants you walking in your harvest and your destiny. But the only way to get there is to first plant the seed. And then we have to maintain it. Every single day we got to maintain. Every single day the cares of the world will come up and try to choke that thing out. You know, I prayed for several people for their mind. The cares of the world will try to get attached to your mind and tell you that you can't do it. that maybe yours is a dysfunctional seed, that maybe it won't work. That is a lie. That is not the truth. The truth is his word already declared it. Everything that you need for life and godliness has been given to you. When those things and those thoughts come in, you need to speak it out and you need to declare it. No, everything that I need, I am enough. Everything God has given me, it is enough for me, every single one of us. But sometimes through life, you know, we can get out there and we're working really hard and we can tend to get dry and the ground can get a little tough and it gets a little hard. Some rocks, some offenses get in there and rocks grow up and the seed cannot grow in that place. And he's given us his word to explain this to us and to teach us. But yet we leave those rocks in there. It can't grow up in that place. We have to maintain that ground. We have to pay attention to daily what we are allowing in. But we can just get in that place where, you know, it's been 20 years. It's been 30 years. I've been at that 40 years. And it can become dry. And you feel like it's stale. I talked to Rich this morning about farming because I was curious. I was like, is it such a thing that the soil just gets tired? That the soil just gets old? You know, because I hear people say that in the kingdom of God. Like, it's just old. I'm just tired. And he assured me, they plant in that same ground year after year after year after year. And that same ground produces a harvest over and over again. Now there are some things that you can do, he said. They add a little bit of, not like anything crazy, they add a little bit of fertilizer to that ground. That's some special stuff that they put on it to feed that ground and to nourish that ground. But that self same ground 50 years down the road will still be hungry for a seed that will bring harvest. And so don't ever think that, oh, it's just because it's the same old, oh no, that same old ground is the same old ground that's going to produce the harvest of everything that you need for life and godliness. So do not get weary in well-doing of the ground that has been planted, that you have planted in. So my question is, why do we care? Right? Like, who cares? Let me live my life. I don't really care about what you're saying, Pastor Rhonda. I'm just comfortable. I'm happy. You know, it's a partial, like, there's some rocks. You know, they're not a big deal. Okay, so the parable of the talents, where he says the kingdom of God is like a man who gave talents and then went away. Every single one of us, now here's the why. Here's why it's important to you. Every single one of us is going to be judged. There is a king coming back, and he's given to every single one gifts and talents. He's given to every single one seeds with full ability for perfect harvest in every single one. And we're going to stand before that king someday, and he's going to say, what did you do with everything I gave you? I paid the full price for it on the cross. I paid the price for your peace on the cross. You should be walking in peace. He's going to come back, and we're going to have to give an account for the talents and gifts that he's given to us. And he's either going to say, there's no middle ground. The two things that he says is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And the other one, he looks at them and says, depart from me. I never knew you. So it matters. It matters so much. Every single one of you is so valuable and so important. You might feel insignificant. You might feel like everybody else around you is chosen, that they're the ones. God has placed within you everything for the destiny and the purpose that he has for your life. He's given you the ability to walk in it, but we have to maintain the ground because he's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back soon. It's his word. The king is coming back. And what has he given you? What has he given you? What has he given you? And what have you done with what he's given you? Oh, today, I don't want to beat you. I want to inspire you. Listen, every day I get to be alive. Listen, I'm not the same person anymore. I'm so thankful that I got the wake-up call, because I should be dead and I shouldn't be alive. But every day that I get to be alive, I want to please my Father, and I will do anything that he wants me to do, because I owe it all to him. And that's the reality for every single one of us. If we could start walking in that reality, it would change what we would do every single day. It would change how we act and react. And I don't want to be the pastor. I don't want to be the mother of the house when the children show up before the king and they say, oh, I didn't know. No, we know. He's coming back and he's going to say, what did you do with the seeds I gave you? What did you do with it? We need to activate in the kingdom of God. We need to activate the seeds and the promises that he has. And listen, that doesn't mean everybody's going to leave everything behind and become a missionary. You know what I think some of the most powerful, powerful people are? Are the people that just live it. Live it in your mundane world. Live it in the day-to-day grind. Live it in the trenches. Just live it. Your life an example. Live with joy. Oh my goodness, this world doesn't even comprehend it. Live in peace. The world can't even grasp that you would have peace. You can be powerful. Every single one of us in our circle of influence, there is a king that's coming back. And he's going to say, what did you do? Oh, but I wasn't as qualified as so-and-so. Or, oh, you had Julie and she was doing it. She gave her tithe. She prayed at the altar. You know, she's got it covered. No, listen, nobody can give an account for your seed. Nobody. We're not your spouse. Oh, it was that spouse. They held me back. They didn't encourage me. They didn't. No, we're going to stand before a holy God who has given us everything, who paid the price for our victory. We're going to stand before a holy God someday, and he's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? And I know everyone in this house is going to say, look what I did. Look how I lived. Look how I shined. Look how I chose to light up the world around me. And he will look at us and say, well done. Well done. Well done. My prayer over this house is that he would look at every single one, even the person that thinks they are the least. Oh, God loves to use the least. Oh, it is his favorite. So when you discount yourself because I'm the least, I was the unloved one. I was the rejected one. I was the castaway. Oh, it's his favorite. You're his favorite. He loves, loves, loves to use that. So don't discount yourself. He is the God of the impossible. And oh, he gets so much more glory when you look and say, how on earth can God use them? He gets the glory in that. So not one of us in this house can discount ourselves. But every single one of us has been given the seeds for everything you need for victory. Everything you need for joy. Everything you need for harvest. And everything you need for your purpose. Every single one of us, if you have breath in your lungs, you have purpose. And God has given you everything you need for that purpose. Could I just have you all bow your heads and close your eyes in this place? Maybe you're here today and you've never asked Jesus into your heart. You've never asked him to be a part of his kingdom. That is the first step of victorious life. That is the first step to joy unspeakable. That is first step to peace that passes all understanding and an eternity in heaven with Jesus. So if you're in this place and you have not made that decision and you'd like to today to ask Jesus to come into your heart, and to be the best friend that you'll ever have and to come in and change your life and to give you purpose and give you hope. If that's you in this place this morning, I just want you to raise your hand up real quickly. We want to lead you to the best friend you will ever have. Real quick in this place. Don't leave without accepting Jesus. It's the best thing you'll ever do. He'll come alongside to your life and he'll make it great. If you're in here and you want Jesus to come into your life, you want to accept him, just raise your hand real quickly. Counting down now. 5. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. 4. 3. 2. Get your hand up. If he's compelling you, get your hand up. Thank you. And 1. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen. I'm going to hold you responsible for the word that's gone forth this morning. Because his word performs what it is sent to do. And I put the word out today so that you could walk in the harvest and the destiny that God has for you. So if I could have everybody just stand to their feet real quickly in this place. I want you to leave today knowing everything that you need for victorious, awesome life is available to you. I want you to leave knowing you are the one that determines that. God's done everything that he's done. And I want you to leave knowing you're accountable. He's coming back and he's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? And he's equipped you for it. So today, maybe you've squandered, or maybe you've hidden, or maybe you've been too afraid, or maybe you thought you weren't significant enough. God is saying today, everything you need is available to you. So I just want to pray over you. If we could have the prayer team come to the front of the altar. Your ground is not dry and unplantable. That ground that God has placed you in, work that ground and you will be able to plant 50, 60, 70 years in that same ground, producing harvest after harvest after harvest. So whatever you've thought in the past, maybe you've thought, oh, well, you know, maybe this year is the year where I can't plant and have a harvest. Every time you plant, you will have a harvest. So take action with a seed that God has given you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just speak to every heart and mind. I pray that you have activated hope and purpose in every single one. God, that they will begin to work the soil, to work the ground, to work removing the cares of the world, the anxiety of the world, the offenses of the world. Father, that we would be good ground and we will produce the harvest that you have called us to. Father, we commit to you to do something with the seeds that you've entrusted us with. I'm just going to ask you if you'll make a visual commitment to God. Now listen, do not make this commitment unless you want to follow through. But I want to put you on the spot to make a decision, because I think when we leave and we haven't really like determined it in our heart, it's going to just fade away. I want us to make a determination before God. I'm going to use the talents that you gave me. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how it's going to look, but I'm going to be faithful to use them. If that's you in this place, and maybe you already are, I just want you to raise your hand and make a commitment to God. I'm going to use the seeds, the gifts, the talents that you have given to me. I want to hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, right now, every single one whose hand is raised, empower them. Give them dreams and vision and passion. Make divine connections for them right now. Open doorways. Put their feet on a path that you have for them. Start shifting things. Start shifting things. Start shifting things in their life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, it is happening. It is happening. It is happening. Lord, find us faithful. In your precious name, Lord. Amen. Amen. I pray. that you all walk in victory every single day. If you have prayer for anything, come up. The prayer team is at the altar. This is a powerful team. If you raised your hand for salvation, please don't leave. We want to get you a Bible. We want to make sure you succeed in that. So if you raised your hand for salvation, please come over and see Mindy. She's on the first step up over here in the red. Please come forward if you raised your hand for salvation. If you have prayer need for anything, the prayer team is powerful and they are ready to agree with you. Have a blessed Women's Day.